Well, we knew it would be close, and it was all about turnout. And so Republicans, I think, were ultimately more motivated than Democrats across the state to come out and vote for their candidate. I think across the board, I think you saw some of that across the country, and Florida is no different. With respect to Governor Scott, I think Republicans were highly supportive, and he got some crossover vote because of the quality of the economy and that things are going very well here in Florida from an economic standpoint. And so people don't want to see the change. Although, look, there's no mandate in this race. It was very close. But I think Governor Scott deserves a hard-fought victory.
How much of his victory would you attribute to the fact that he really kind of hammered home the economy message? And how much do you think it might be that there was a lot of money poured into ads, basically tearing down Charlie Crist and his record?
No, I think you know, negative ads work, but the bigger issue is you have to have something to run on. And I think that the strong economy cannot be discounted. The achievements of this governor cannot be discounted. You know, we like to talk about the negative ads. I think everybody was sick of the negative ads. The general public was sick on both sides that the ads, there was a lot of money spent on both sides. Let's not forget that. That's just not on one side.
And there was so much money spent that, you know, as you say, people are kind of tired of the negative politicking. But are we going to see more of this in 2 years' time? Or do you think people might sort of pull back a bit from that kind of ad style?
Look, people like comparing and contrasting somebody and two candidates about what their differences are and how they view issues differently, I think all that is appropriate. And so there was a lot to talk about between these two candidates, and both sides got a fair shot at getting their messages out. In this case, in Florida, I think that Rick Scott, because of the quality of the economy and his achievements as governor, I think ultimately that put him over the top.
And I suppose a wee bit of a cast ahead to, 2 years from now, the presidential elections. We saw a lot of potential candidates coming through and lending their support to Rick Scott. Any thoughts on how many of those we might see again?
Well, I thought we saw a little bit of a preview on both sides, right? You saw the Clintons come in on behalf of Charlie Crist. You saw Joe Biden come in on behalf of Charlie Crist. On the Republican side, obviously, Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio, the favorite Florida Suns, were out there supporting Governor Scott, as well as Bobby Jindal, Rick Perry, and Chris Christie. So I think they're all getting warm to the sun here in Florida.